Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. A couple of years we were really struggling with our kids, and mostly how the kids were dealing with each other. One is really highly sensitive and very sensitive to noise and, you know, movement and stuff like that. And the other, I think, pretty much scores high on ADD and constantly had to move, had to do things, had to, you know, be all over the place. And you can imagine that was not an ideal combination. And we as parents were constantly going back and forth, trying to, you know, cater to one kid's needs and the others and like what to do with them. And, you know, I've been working in the educational field and working with gifted schools for a long time as a consultant and set up schools and create all kinds of stuff. So I had all kinds of beans on the matter. But at the same time, like, these are my kids. And, you know, these experts must know a lot more than me. They studied. They're experts in the field. So, and then somebody actually gave me the advice, just be the parent. Don't try to be the expert, just be the parent. So we went to the nearest regional center and we got, you know, forwarded to the regional expertise center. They were actually calling the highly specialized center. So, you know, we were very happy and we were going in. So we got the full treatment. I mean, it cost a crazy fortune, but we called something called the general multidisciplinary approach. And not just once, but twice for each of our girls. A therapist for each of the girls, a therapist for us, a supervising, overseeing all of this, and a parent skills trainer. And I swear, I went into this with the best intention. I mean, I can be really annoying as a coachee, but we really committed to this because we wanted to help our girls. But as you may guess, it didn't turn out all right. I mean, I'm going to spare you all the details, but there are two moments that really did me in. And, you know, not just this moment, but when we tried to, you know, have a conversation with those so-called experts, we got like zero response. And like the first thing was the parent skills trainer. So by now we were in our fourth session and this took all our patience because we, you know, had to put our kids with, you know, a babysitter to go to these trainer. And like it was going really, really slow. But we were committed. This was going to help us help our girls. And we were really going to do this. And the kids were really tearing down the place, driving each other crazy. But, you know, had all these sessions we had to go to, but we were going to the training. And now, finally, after the introduction and all the questions, we got to the first training part. And the first training part was how to say nice things to your children. And we were kind of confused, like, okay. But then she admonished, like, this isn't as easy as it looks. We've got, like, some advanced techniques in here. We're like, oh, cool, like, teach us. So she said, well, for instance, if you say, finally, you've picked up the dishes after you, after only four times of me telling you, it didn't count. Like, that was her brilliant advice. So we came back and asked, you know, will this help us with, you know, one of our kids having anger attacks? Or will this help us so when one of our children doesn't want to take their medication? And, like, there really was nothing came back. No response came back. So we were sent to the supervisor. And that was like a very unpleasant conversation, which actually ended with her advice of, you know, let's do this program. And we're just going to focus on one of the children, not on their interactions, because that just makes all this stuff way more complicated. And we don't want to do that. So we're going to focus on one kid. We're going to pretend the other one isn't there. You cannot ask any questions about the interactions between the two other. And that, like, totally was where I lost it. Like, I know better was possible. I mean, I've worked with families, I've worked with schools, I've worked with all kinds of systems. And, you know, you can really make a turnaround with a family. It doesn't mean that you can magically solve all the children's problems, but you can really always find a solution where a family can live happily together. And actually, then we were more dumped with the highest ranking psychologist in the entire center, like a clinical neuropsychologist or something. And, you know, she helped us so much. Like, she asked a couple of structuring questions, like, what can we expect from our children? What, you know, are some of the subtle nuances in making the approach work? And where did we have to just accept that some of the things, like, our kids would not be able to learn? And with that, we learned enough that we could learn what we needed to learn to help our kids ourselves. And in that process, she reaffirmed us as parents. And actually, it happened a little while later when we were with a different psychologist who literally said, you know, you're asking me for advice or testing, but, you know, you already know so much. You know, you can describe what your daughter can do, what she cannot do, what she can learn. You know how to teach her. Like, we can have these conversations, but trust yourself. You know, more tests aren't going to add anything to that. Apply what you know and we'll work with that. So that really created a new opportunity of looking at it in a different way. Like, you know, this is like a five-step process I go through, like pretty much every single time. Learn about the distinctions about your child so you know what the actual question is. And then learn what the most concrete hands-on approach is to guide with these specific distinctions. And then make a plan on how to guide your child, execute the plan, and course correct. But, you know, there's simple steps on learning how to figure out what the question of your child is and then learning how to deal with that. And, you know, it started working like magic. I mean, I'm the last one to say that I'm a perfect parent, but we really learned what the needs of our children were and how to meet them. And then we started working with other parents and teaching them basically the same steps of, you know, what's the question? What does your child need? What can you offer? How can you combine those two? What are practical hands-on things you can do to support them? And, you know, this really helped us help our kids through a number of challenging periods in life. But more than that, it really made a shift in my perspective of, you know, how to not blindly lean on all those external experts, but really feel like, you know, I will learn what I need to learn to be in control of what my kids need. And this is something I really wish for all of you. You know, where have you relinquished control of your children's life? And, you know, where could you recognize this and take it back and start learning, you know, both the distinctions and the hands-on approaches that you need? And this is actually one of the foundational reasons of starting, you know, this podcast about starting the training program, starting the year-long training program, starting the intense programs with parents to help them make that shift and teach them what they need to know to take back control of guiding their own children, being the expert on their own children. So I kind of got on a rant here. It was a little longer session, but I think it's a valuable lesson. So I'm very curious what your thoughts on this are. And yeah, we'll be in touch soon. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.